Traumatic brain injury. Know anyone who has experienced it or is experiencing it? According to the Brain Injury Association of America, which is one of the largest brain injury organizations in the country, there are quite a few people who experience traumatic brain injuries each year. I mentioned people who have been exposed to war. I mentioned people who experience some trauma in the neighborhood. Talked about people in automobile accidents. Think about it now. How many people would you estimate are experiencing TBIs each year? Would you say 50,000? How many of you say, nah, not that many, 50,000? Okay, would you say 35,000? Okay. Some of you say, nope, not 35,000. That's kind of high, too. Some of you would say closer to 20,000. All right, how many of you would say closer to 100,000? You say, no, I don't think 50,000 is enough. I think closer to 100,000. All right. How about 2.5 million each year? Brain Injury Association of America, BIA, B-I-A, BIA, Brain Injury Association of America, has branches in 50 states that oversee numerous support groups taking place in hospitals and churches and at health organizations. And that's what this is about. I had begun this discussion previously, and I was mentioning to you that Timothy Pruse, who's now 57, was rear-ended at a red light in 1994. So again, here we go. We have someone who was involved in an automobile wreck. He experienced partial paralysis, memory loss, and difficulties with the use of his brain, with cognition. And he bounced between several physicians, therapists, psychologists, eventually started attending support groups for survivors with TBI. And he really wasn't crazy about the support groups because they were usually led by a medical professional who was really looking at it from a medical perspective. He liked the idea of the support groups being led by someone who was experiencing TBI, with whom the other members of the support group could possibly more closely identify. So that's what this is about. So again, BIA, the Brain Injury Association of America, has branches in all 50 states that oversee numerous support groups taking place, again, in hospitals, churches, health organizations. You may want to keep that in mind. BIA, Brain Injury Association of America. And again, that's not the only one. It's just the largest. But keep that in mind as you think about ways that you might want to deal with TBI or propose to a loved one who has TBI, how they might want to cope with it. They may be taking medications. They may be seeing a counselor. They may want to add to the mix participation in a support group. Support groups can be very, very helpful. And experts say that these groups are typically facilitated by social workers, medical providers, or TBI survivors themselves. So that said, what are some ways that support groups can benefit people with brain injuries? And not only the people who have the brain injuries, but their families. You'll know that you hear me say this from time to time, that very often, if there is an individual member of the family who has a significant problem, that family has a significant problem. They will be impacted one way or another. And so just like you have Alcoholics Anonymous, which is a support group, Narcotics Anonymous, which is a support group, you also have the support groups that are specifically for the family members of the people who are in AA and in NA, because the families need support as well. A lot of you know that. You know what it is to grow up in a home where one or both parents or someone in the family is addicted, whether it's to sex, whether it's to alcohol, whether it's to drugs, and their addiction caused so much drama. And so help is needed for you and not just for the family who is identified as being the one with the problem. So how can support groups help particularly people with brain injuries and their families? Well, support groups help people feel less isolated. Proust, the man I was telling you about who was rear-ended while waiting at the red light, says that many people with brain injuries, especially those who have had one for the first time, can often feel alone when it comes to living with newfound symptoms, which can range from issues with cognition to physical disabilities. Support groups allow people with brain injuries to see that there is a large community of brain injury organizations and people with TBIs who've had similar experiences. Fellow survivors are willing to share their stories and provide advice on living with a brain injury. That's so helpful because, as you know, we all know, when we're dealing with something that is significant in and of itself, but also in addition to being so significant because of its impact on us, it becomes something that is probably going to be with the person for a long time, possibly for the rest of their lives. One of the last things that person needs is to feel alone, that this is only happening to me. How often have you been helped to discover that someone else has been going through what you've been going through? Just knowing that your situation was not unique. Okay, more on TBI when I come back.